Jesus and his disciples left the synagogue at Capernaum and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. So I am curious, how many of you made for real New Year's resolutions? Man, like way less than the 8 o'clock. Now, I don't know, maybe they know something better than us. Now, here's my question. How many of you have kept your New Year's resolution? You know what I'm talking about, though? That struggle to make it happen? And I figured because, you know, it's February 4th, we're 1 month in. That's 1 month since December, just in case you're counting. 1 month in to the new year, and it's a good time to, like, check in and see how we're doing. And I was kind of curious because I get it. I get that the new year kind of gives us this idea of we can start over, but I also realize that by February, we may need a restart on the restart, right? And that restart on the restart is exactly where the prophet Isaiah is speaking today. So you see, the people of Israel, they've been in exile, and they're close to the time where they get to come back to Judea and return to their homeland, return to the Holy Land, but they are spiritually lost. Now, you know the stories of the Israelites and God. They come into covenant, and then it's not so good, and then they come back into covenant, then it's not so good, and then they... Do you recognize this pattern in your own life, right? Okay, so the people, the Israelites, they're lost in their relationship, and they're unsure of what their relationship with God looks like. And I'm sure that you have heard the question that I am absolutely positive they were asking: what kind of God would let this happen to us? Ever heard that question before? What kind of God? Or maybe they were even more specific: how can we continue to follow a God who led us into captivity and slavery? Sounds like a pretty fair and righteous question, yes. And yet the prophet Isaiah, in a sidebar here, you have to be really careful with prophets, because prophets tell you the truth you do not want to hear, the truth that you do not want to learn, the truth that you do not want to come to an understanding of. And here is prophet Isaiah right in the middle of the Israelites, and he comes along and he reminds them. He calls to them and challenges the Israelites to go deep into their memory, to remember the Lord their God, with whom they originally came into covenant and who they have remained in covenant with even in exile. even in their darkest of times. And we hear the prophet call with those poetic words, and I'm going to tell you today's reading is a poem. Great reading of it, Larry. It is a poem, and go home again. Get out your Bibles and read this beautiful poetry by the prophet. And so Isaiah comes along and he has these poetic words. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the very foundations of the earth? The prophet doesn't just challenge the Israelites to reach back into their memory, but he reaches back to the very beginning of creation, to those very first moments of covenant where God creates and remains in covenant with that creation. And the prophet reminds the Israelites that even if they personally have wandered or communally have wandered, God is still with them. The very God that created all that we see, the God that created all that we know, God continues to be present with you, is what the prophet says today. He reminds the Israelites that their God continues to survey all that takes place, even in exile and in displacement. God continues to understand both the good and the bad, observing all that happens on heaven and earth. This God, their God, has not forgotten them. And so Isaiah encourages the community to remember their God, and not just remember, but to turn to God, to turn back to God for strength and regeneration and revival of their spiritual foundations, for regeneration of their spiritual community, for deepening of their primary relationship with God. Isaiah is working to turn the hearts of the people from present captivity and from hopelessness, and to face them toward God, toward hope, and for the future that God has waiting for them. Isaiah offers the exiles a new start. And in that, the very important lesson that we have to remember again and again, for you see, we cannot return to what was. When the Israelites go back to their homeland, it will not be what it was. But with God's strength and help and guidance, they can move forward into what is becoming. We cannot go back. We can only move forward. The prophet said, God gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Eagles. And they shall run and not be weary. Hey, I'm only reading the scripture. I'm just reading what they wrote. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. You see, God is with them on their journey, period. No matter what, always. And you see, in the same way, God is with each of us and with our community on our journey. I think in this current time, it's easy to have helplessness and hopelessness at times when we think of the resolutions that have already gone by the wayside in exactly 35 days. or when we think of the divisions of our country, or when we think of our own shortcomings and failures, and looking back to what was and what we wish had been. It's easy to get into the place of the Israelites and feel that we're disconnected from God, or we aren't worthy of the presence and God's presence, and we cry out on our own, where is God in the midst of this? Because you see, so often in our darkness, we fail to see God's presence. When we are lost, when we've given up, God's presence seems far connected from our lives. And yet, just as the prophet beckons to the people of Israel, the prophet beckons to us today in the same manner. The prophet calls us to go deep into our hearts. Have you not known? Have you not heard? God is here. God is with us. No matter our deserving or our undeserving, no matter our worthiness or our failed attempts, including New Year's resolutions, God continues the journey with us into our future. And every time we come up on a restart, whether it's daily or monthly or annually, God is our strength that should be drawing us forward. Which brings me to my favorite restart of the year. Far better than any New Year's resolution on January 1st. I'm a liturgical person. I prefer the restart of Lent. And you'd say, Rachel, we still got time, man. I got a box of chocolates from Christmas I gotta finish. Still have some tequila I need to get taken care of before it starts. The Girl Scout cookies need to, you know, like, don't be talking about Lent yet. But why would I bring up Lent now? Because Lent is 10 days away. And I find that Lent, at least for me and perhaps for many of us, is a time better spent as a restart when we think about it ahead of time, when we pray about it ahead of time. I also like Lent because it's 40 days, and I find that far more doable than 365. But truly, I encourage you to take the next 10 days and think about what is it that you want to do this Lent that will draw you into deeper relationship with God. What is it that you can do this Lent that might remind you of the beginning of your faith and make it stronger? What will give you something that will make God's presence more viable and visible in your life? Have you not known? Have you not heard? Lent is our time to turn our routines, our lives, ourselves, and our souls, to turn it over to God, who is there waiting to draw us forward, waiting for us to move into our future. Because you see, like the Israelites, we cannot stay in the same place. We are always being called into something new and something deeper. Have you not known? Have you not heard? God is waiting for your answer. Amen.